came out of our car trunk to accommodate the suitcases.
Where's
sitting?
Who's sitting over here?
Why there?
Why, would you want to sit next to Susan?
Yes.
Why is this not working?
That's a wonderful reason.
Oh, like that reason.
Well, that's really great. Let me just. I know, darling.
Josh, you leave But it is a new program. It's
but
not.
Made it a secret vitamin.
Yeah.
That works.
The guy's got to be 70.
So what is it? Kids visit his house?
No, I don't know if he plays that visit my house bit anymore. He still keeps
on
the front. He still does. And the kids do the experiments under his guidance. But he's doing much more sophisticated stuff today. Oh. Today he's got the kids wearing safety goggles when it's appropriate. Oh. He's doing some of the old stuff and some very new stuff.
Huh. When is he doing?
Oh, yeah.
I have a book
that
was like
77. It's on Nickelodeon. Oh. Sometimes it's 67.
Very good, Josh.
What is it?
You can't get it.
No, I can't.
It's on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
It's
Mr. Wizard, experiment after.
No, it's not in the book.
Well, I'm going to take a little jar with rubbing alcohol, 3/3 of a jar of rubbing alcohol,
yeah.
So the rest is water.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take a medicine dropper and put oil into it. Yeah. And I'm going to take a medicine dropper and put it into some oil. Put it into the, mixed
cooking oil?
No, salad.
Yeah.
Salad oil.
He's got to be wrong on some of the points there. Yeah. Some of those instructions are simply wrong.
Why?
For
that particular thing?
Yeah, for that experiment.
That's
it
right.
Can't work that way.
No.
Because I know it's what it says. I read it, and it's wrong.
Wait, how much? You said
2/3
of
that. 2/3.
That's
okay.
You must think what we do with these fish. It's just been worked out this way. It's all I think to serve here. Would you like some?
Some people do eat only fish. There's nothing wrong with it.
You haven't tasted it. How is it?
I've tasted fish before.
Yeah, quick.
Mama, I tasted it.
You just want stuffed shells, Jessie?
No.
What's wrong with that?
The warm oil will float at, if it's in a liquid of the same density.
Now, the water-oil mixture is uniform.
I know, it's just lighter than water, but heavier than alcohol. Lighter than water, but heavier than alcohol.
Again, he's got it wrong. Since the water-alcohol mixture is uniform, it's the same all over. It has, you can't change the position. You can't change the position of the oil droplet in the mixture by adding water or alcohol because the mixture is uniform. It's, the oil droplet will tend to stay in the middle if the mixture is the same density as the oil. And that's what you're trying to get. You can't make it go up and down.
How? You know how it's wrong. How do you actually do the experiment?
Okay. Is there a way?
Yeah. What you got is if the leave it, Simon, and put your fork down.
No. Why did you start? Because I have to do it. Please don't wait for
it. I think what he's meaning to say there is if the droplet is tending to rise, if the oil is tending. Josh doesn't have anything on his play desk. Okay. Good. If the droplet is tending to rise, then add alcohol to make the oil-water mixture lighter, and the droplet will tend to stay in the middle. If the droplet is tending to sink, then add water.
Yeah,
but it's not that, no, what he said is make it go up and down. It gives the impression that you can control, if you read the article, it gives the impression that you can control the height of the position of the droplet within the water column.
Yeah, isn't that what you just said?
No.
You know what he was
doing? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can't control its position within the column. You can only control whether it's on the top, the bottom, or somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But its position within the middle, whether it's high, low, or medium in the bottom, that you cannot control.
So do you need to say exactly?
Jesse,
I believe I know.
Thank you.
If you read it, you tell me what people need to do before you do it.
Wonderful.
Okay, then I can tell you if you're right or wrong, and you'll get it done.
Do you know how? Can you tell me?
Mom, can you lay down to chair?
I can try to tell you later.
Can you try?
Mom!
Yes, you try.
Kata, Adam, I want to see an experiment.
Well, I do believe we're going to sit down.
Oh, and
powdered jello. Not
it, we've got three people talking to the papers and we're awful confused.
They want to see life at its fullest. They won't be able to tell one voice from another. I think that's wonderful.
So it was just powdered jello and water?
Yeah.
Just a tad.
Just
sweet.
Left an orange.
I think if teeth would have been loose, they would have walked off and strike and gone to live in a foreign country.
Josh was describing a Mr. Wizard experiment that we did a year or two ago.
Who?
Josh.
Remember when I put string and saw the knife?
Oh, yeah. Stretching, what is that, ice crystal?
No. You lay the string across the ice cube, put some weight on it,
yes,
and it ends up in the middle of the ice cube.
Because what happens, the string
makes
the ice cube melt, and then while it's melting, the string goes down, but then it refreezes over the string.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You can also salt it. You salt the ice and you use a salt. And then does the same thing.
Simon?
No, I'm just helping. Not helping.
What happens is pressure. When there's pressure, the melting point of ice goes up.
Mm-hmm.
When there's pressure, the string is adding pressure. There's mm-hmm. weight on it. So the ice under the string, which has pressure on it, will melt.
Mm-hmm.
Melting point will melt down sideways. The ice under the string melts. Yeah, melting point goes down.
So how does it wrap around the string?
Well, what happens
the
is the ice under the string melts. The ice sinks into that water. But now the ice, the water on top of it is now no longer has pressure on it and refreezes.
You wouldn't think that would make a difference.
It does. Look, that's what makes Don Herbert so fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Things, some of the stuff you wouldn't believe. But it's and you don't, but you don't need a laboratory to prove it.
Right. You once made a clock from two potatoes.
Oh, yes. Did you buy that in store?
I thought that really was incredible.
Not quite.
He didn't make it.
He added some equipment.
He bought it in stores. You can buy those things in stores. Those potato clocks. Yeah, you can get ones that run on Coca-Cola.
Well, then why did you need a wristwatch time? You attach the potato to your head and you would have been a hit.
That's right.
Right
on. Conversation piece.
And I'm going to come on my water. You need water. And then put the potato, put some colors.
For the kind of potato.
And then put this in the potato. And then switch them around the other one. And then get your own
the potato is a half cell of the battery. You could use salt water just as well.
Right.
The potato is more dramatic.
And you can buy these books in the stores?
Oh, yeah.
The Wizard, is that what it's called?
Well, I don't know if it's still, well, they have an old copy.
There's a new
borrow from a friend.
You got two copies on it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. You have to check books in print, Don Herbert.
Yeah.
Fun.
It sounds like a neat thing to do in school.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for anyone who's teaching elementary grade,
mm-hmm.
even junior high, it's perfect. Because
mm-hmm.
all the stuff he uses, you can buy in the supermarket or the hardware store at worst.
What
is
this new
one?
What
is their new one?
This is Bureau
product. You need a metal thing and two balls, one board. And I twist it. And then if you twist it, it's
Marco,
turned.
Your body? Turn off the parts?
Turn.
What happens then, turn?
Yeah, the parts turn.
Mm.
So remember when that problem he turned it was north and south? He turned it.
Oh, the compass?
Yeah, the compass. Yeah, so you know, so if you want a compass, you make it, and wipe your finger down, and go,
You know what a compass is, Joshie?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
So I tell you left and right.
Well, it tells you direction.
West.
That's what it tells you. It tells you a direction.
North.
Yeah, west.
West, east.
And what's the bottom? Where did we go? We went to Virginia.
Yeah.
So we went itself.
Yeah.
That's the fourth one.
Last.
The last, the bottom.
Into the line.
I still have
Can I, did you ask me a question and listen to my answer? After supper, you can either do an experiment, or Sarah's coming over to watch Karate Kid. You have a choice of two things. Sarah would like to watch Karate Kid with you. The one that we have. And sometime this week, you're the one that always wants to see it again. Sometime this week, Sanjashi, I'm going to take you and Simon to see Karate Kid 2.
Oh! Okay. Mom,
there
should be a movie. Which day?
This
number.
I have to figure it out. I have to find out what days are available.
If it's Sunday, I'm going to see it tonight.
You will not barf. I find that word disgusting. By the time you're ready to do the experiment, we'll be going to the movies. Daddy said he was going to do an experiment with you tomorrow. Then you can invite Adam upstairs, okay?
But can I ask if you want to see the experiment?
But you're going to do your experiment tomorrow, I thought. Don't you want to see Karate Kid this time?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So tomorrow... You know what I think, Jesse? There's so many things you want to do you can't decide. These two girls were bugging you where? Here?
Yep.
Oh, Jesse, starts early. Hard to be popular.
Souvenirs.
Daniel out there?
Yeah.
He saved you?
No.
He provided balance?
No. I have the signing declaration.
Who told him a lesson? What kind of lesson did you want to teach them? What, Joshy?
Mom, it's a secret.
Well, I can't exactly. It's hard to
read.
No, because there's coming very soon.
You were riding a horse.
Do you believe that?
Not a horse.
He was riding on a horse.
Well, you were on the horse. He wasn't riding
on a train.
Joshy!
Well, that isn't so common, but that's why.
It was at the White House, too.
How long did you stay in the White House?
Very crowded.
No, we didn't go into the White House. We were from the outside.
Joshua!
Okay. You can leave the table anytime you want and your supper is over. But you will not make a mess and you will not break things.
I got this. We went to, We went to the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. And it was just, you know, about to turn out that some people said it could fly, some people said it couldn't.
Right.
And they made a model, half size. And it cost $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they proved it fly. It was big, gigantic, and they made a movie, a big model fly.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was up the National Air and Space Museum, so you said, in preview, Washington, D.C. I was there, so I saw the
The director of the museum was there. This was the press release, the first show. This is the first showing. Usually they charge $2 for adults, $1 for kids. No charge. They preview.
Oh.
And the first time it was ever shown in public.
Uh-huh.
So I see this article about in Boston. They have this big thing that you write to mail some head of the mailbox.
Something?
Yeah.
They you know the thing remote control cars on antennas and you control them?
Mm-hmm.
It made one like that. One away there, it's head.
Yeah,
that's right.
And their tail. You use the rudder for his tail, and his head is enough.
What's Josh doing after supper? What did you just agree with him?
He's going to watch
the
supper.
That's at 8:30.
No.
Well, I'm not going to watch
it.
That's live.
O-U-T-S-I-D-E.
What is that spell? What is that spell?
Okay. So you
want
to go over and
stay. Simon. The question is for me. You stay out of my conversations with other people. Put your foot down, sit straight at the table, and if I wanted you to know what I was saying, I wouldn't just help it. I spelled it, Josh, but I did not want you to know.
What did he spell on me?
Well, Daddy would have wanted you to tell
him
when
he spelled
it.
You wanted to
tell him.
Josh, you break the chair, you're going to have enough to set up parents. Listen to Josh, after supper, you want to go outside for a little while? At 8 o'clock, you're coming inside and taking a bath. You're taking the bath because you need one. You're doing it at 8 o'clock because at 8:30, you're going to be watching Winter Sports.
Whoever wants it.
You're going to be watching Karate Kid with Sarah. Take your hands off it, Simon.
I want
out of it.
No,
no.
Scoop out the ice cream.
Yeah, anyway. Yes. Right. You want the ice cream or no? You want it separate?
No ice cream.
No ice cream.
Zero.
Zero.
Well, I thought I gave you that big food. And that big fork.
You have to save it on tape, Martin. You're finished for the evening.
You can't help the children,
Mom!
You, my darling, are on dangerous ground. I really would suggest that you stop right now.
Tell me about the food for the astronauts.
All right,
okay.
Move that along.
I
hope you're all hearing this. Mom? What? I'm going to play it for the class.
It's not for a class.
may be excused. Okay. You know what you have to do first?
Okay.
That's right. Watch it.
Okay.
There you go.
Just like, after you make this, I'm coming.
With soap, please.
Got it.
I wonder if you would not follow you and let the tip part of your
dog. I know
it. What's happened?
What would you have to do then?
Cry a lot.
You're telling me a lot
of that happened. Besides, at that point, it would have been a terrible conversation.
When we friend up for the first time today, I can't talk to
you. Clean? Beautifully clean. You want to take a bite of cake?
Bye, Josh.
Nice to see you again. That's your line.
Nice to see you again. Nice to see you Friday afternoon, and he screamed, "Mom!"
And there is this thing, if it wasn't 2 inches big, I thought it was supposed to, but somehow, as disgusting as they are small, they get worse when they get larger. And there it was. Wasn't even afraid, you know, it wasn't running, it was taking its time, it was sort of taking a little walk across the shower. I would at least appreciate if they were afraid.
But no.
But no, it sat there. Very territorial. I said, well, get rid of it. He said, oh, I'm not getting rid of it. You get rid of it. And of course, Myron was nowhere around. So we had to spritz it to death. Oh, it was horrible. And the darn thing was so resilient, it wouldn't die. You know, I find that absolutely appalling.
Well, these things, they were all in the
air. That's right. Well, by the time we finish with them, they would be. I'm going to inherit this earth one of these days.
Well, you weren't using insecticide, though.
I was using mildew spray. I can't live in that. And that bug had the nerve to walk around in it yet. But finally, it gave up the ghost. And then we have to dispose of it. So I said, well, go ahead, Simon, dispose of it. He says, I'm not touching it, you touch it. So I took it out, 30 layers of tissue, so that I wouldn't even feel its shape. And I picked it up and threw it into the bathroom. I'm still thinking about it. I can see that bug, and I have visions of it rising up yet like a phoenix to haunt me.
A friend, Jesse Farron, saw a donkey cringe, so I don't believe him at all. He said he saw a cockroach here. But
yeah.
Is it possible?
Not in this world.
Mutation.
2 million years ago, there were cockroaches that
right? Oh, am I glad I wasn't there. God, I cannot deal with
it. Most cockroaches have seen
cockroaches,
but that big.
Well, they decided to evolve into a proper shape and size.
There was a period when the insects were huge. That was one thing they showed in the movie with the pterodactyl. Was 3 foot dragonflies with 3 foot wingspread.
Oh my God.
Those were once commonized by that.
Please, that's not my time.
Well, it was long before men, long before the mammals.
Long before women came around, I'm sure.
Man was with a capital M, not a man, but man. Mankind?
Mankind.
People?
Human beings.
Give me a break.
I'll give you a human being.
There are people who object to the word human, too.
Yeah.
Because of the root. The root of human is man.
Oh, those are people that say history and first truth?
No, I haven't heard that.
Oh, I've had. I've
your mom, don't tell that either. You're lucky, buddy.
I put this 10-year-old sticky to her.
You're lucky.
I don't want to know
what. No, play it through. I got it. You might as well suffer through it.
What?
It's short.
Have you ever looked in the mirror lately?
Have you looked in the mirror lately?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now that we've reached the impact, you have to say no.
Say no, say no.
Just say no, Marvin.
So you can hear.
Be a sport. Just say no.
But you don't have to be broken,
no.
Then you're lucky.
Now you have to say it. Ha ha. Ha ha.
You get it? You get it? You get it?
You get it?
Do you?
Do you? Ha ha. Do you?
Very slightly.
Oh, I didn't even get that. I figured I was
just, oh,
well.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's
another level to this joke.
You really have to explain
the depth
of
the joke.
Truly profound. Well, you go, sit down.
Maybe excuse.
Now you may leave. Oh please, you're not going to get a book and listen to all. I'm not going to listen to a whole book of this.
You want to hear?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, sure.
Sorry.
Mom? Dad? Or ignore. Do, re, fa, sol, la, si, do.
You're supposed to say, where's me?
So I'm not a moron.
To which Simon said,
sorry, I forgot about you.
Oh.